We had done in Agadot HaTalmud, we had done the story in the Gemara in Gittin Daf Mem Zayin about how Reish Lakish, when he passed away, had a little bit of spices left, and he was so frugal throughout his life that he sighed about that. He said, "Whoa, I have to leave my wealth for others." And I want us to take a minute to discuss an interesting concept philosophically that the Chovat HaLevavot teaches us. We spend much of our life in the pursuit of happiness, and we think our happiness is going to stem from having wealth and other people respecting us. Shlomo HaMelech, who was very wealthy, and that's why it was fitting for him to tell us about wealth. He, according to the Gemara, he really conquered the whole world. He was king of the world at some point in his kingdom. So Shlomo HaMelech told us a few verses about wealth. On the one hand, he told us, Al tiga, like Yagea, don't toil leha shir, to become wealthy. Mibinatecha chadal, let go of your understanding, your wisdom. You'll make a mint doing this, you'll make a mint doing that. Let go of that. Shlomo tells us, Hata'if einecha bo, in a blink of an eyelash, veinenu, and the whole wealth could be gone. So, therefore Shlomo says, don't spend your life trying to be wealthy. That should not be your aspiration in life. Shlomo HaMelech tells us, Shtaim sha'alti meitach. At the very end of Mishlei, Shlomo turns to God and he says, I ask two things of you, God. Resh, poverty, va'osher, and wealth, Al titen me. Don't give me. I don't want either extreme, Shlomo HaMelech says. I don't want to be poor and I don't want to be rich. Hatrifeini lechem chuki. Give me my nourishment for the day. Let me have the sustenance I need. Let me live a modest life. That's what Shlomo HaMelech says. In the very end of Mishlei, we've discussed a lot of things, and at Perek Lamed, just before Eish Haschil, Shlomo HaMelech, in the second to last chapter, says, God, I don't want to be poor, but I don't want to be rich. You know, there's a t-shirt that says, God, let me prove to you that being rich won't spoil me. Everyone's willing to take on that test. I know being wealthy is a test. Let me contend with it. Well, most people don't succeed with it. Most, I'd say 98-99%, it's a failing. It destroys their life, doesn't build their life.
Being rich is a curse, may actually curse me.
So Shlomo HaMelech said, I don't want to be poor either. He said, Resh va'osher al titen li. Don't make me poor, don't make me rich. And David HaMelech summed it up. He said like this, Yegia kapecha. David HaMelech told us, what's considered being happy in this world? If you attain a point of Yegia kapecha, you toil, ki tochel, and then you reach a point where you reap your crops. You enjoy what you work for. So you work, but you don't work to become a multimillionaire. You work to basic support of your family. Now, basic support means medical insurance, life insurance. There are basic things that in our day and age are included in basic support. But basic support doesn't mean two Rolls Royces. Not one either. Basic support means a basic level of living, which leaves room for interpretation. David HaMelech said that's a person who's happy. Yegia kapecha, a person who toils with his hands. Ki tochel, and he reaches a point where he ultimately reaps the crops that he's worked for. That's the person that is ashrecha. He is, praised is he. He is me'ushar. He is happy in this world. V'tovlach, and it's good for him in the world to come as well. And this, the Chovat HaLevavot, the Musar Sefer, when he tells us how we're supposed to set up our priorities in our lives, he tells us a person has to set up his priorities in that direction. Don't be poor, but don't spend your life aspiring to be rich either. So this, we're learning all of this in order to understand Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish when he was so frugal, his frugality wasn't because he was niggardly, he was miser. Reish Lakish was frugal because he lived this type of lifestyle. He had what he needed, and he had no interest in attaining great wealth. His great wealth wasn't Torah, and we learn his Torah to this day.